Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, firefighters continue to battle a devastating wildfire in South Georgia. FEMA approves emergency grants to cover some firefighting costs, and the Bibb County School District in Macon adds 15 electric buses to its fleet.
We were worried that there might be some sticker shock. The grant was an amazing resource that allowed us to enter this into investment in a cost-effective manner.
Today is Thursday, April 23rd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Firefighters continue to battle a devastating wildfire that has exploded in size since it started just west of Brunswick on Monday. GPB's Chase McGee is in southeast Georgia's Brantley County with this update on the 5,000-acre blaze.
Dozens of fire departments staged trucks and helicopters at a small regional airport in Brantley County, west of Brunswick. Police have shut down a county highway and asked residents to leave their homes. More than 50 residences have already burned down. Elliot Ippolito says he had to evacuate, but the fire just barely missed his home.
It was almost like being at dusk dark with an orange glow and just howling in the back, or a roaring in the background. It was different.
First responders are still working to contain the wildfire, made worse by a months-long drought. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved emergency grants to help the state cover firefighting costs. Two large fires continue to burn in South Georgia. The agency says the Pineland Road fire in Clinch and Eccles counties and the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County had burned through more than 11,000 acres of land as of Tuesday, threatening more than 1,000 homes, 50 businesses, and local infrastructure. Georgia submitted the grant requests Tuesday, and FEMA approved them the same day, citing the fire's potential to escalate. Through the grants, the federal government will cover up to 75% of eligible firefighting costs. Firefighters from across the state and region have poured into South Georgia to fight that fire and another much larger one burning mostly through timberland in Clinch and Eccles counties. Seth Hawkins of the Georgia Forestry Commission is in Brantley County.
The fire community is very close-knit. They support each other, got each other's back a lot across the state. I mean, we've had people from as far as Social Circle, volunteer fire was here. And so, and that's been awesome to see, just everybody come out. As far as other things, we need rain, man. We need some rain.
The fires are being fueled by Georgia's worst drought in a decade. The latest drought monitor released today now shows 100% of the state in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. The lack of rain is worrying those who live, work, and play on Georgia's lakes. Clyde Morris of the Lake Lanier Association says the lake northeast of Atlanta is about 5 feet below full summer pool. And if things get worse, the summer tourist season could be a bust.
This is sort of an insidious thing. It just sort of crawls along, and there's no bright line demarcations that say when you get to a certain lake level that all business stops.
Safety is the primary concern, as lower lake levels expose boaters to underwater hazards. The drought is also concerning Georgia farmers. 126 Georgia counties now have been declared primary natural disaster areas because of the ongoing drought. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the designation yesterday, tapping farmers into federal assistance as the drought continues. U.S. Representative David Scott died yesterday. GPB's Sarah Callis explains what happens next to fill the rest of his term.
Governor Brian Kemp will need to call a special election to select someone to fill the remainder of Scott's term, which ends in early January. Kemp has to call the special election within the next 10 days, and the election will be scheduled in the following 30 to 60 days. Whoever wins will only fill in for the rest of Scott's term. The May primary election and the November general election will decide who will represent the 13th district starting in January. Scott's name will appear on the May 19th primary ballot because the ballots have already been printed, the Secretary of State's office said, but signs will be placed in polls to let voters know he has died. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The Southern Environmental Law Center filed a Clean Water Act lawsuit yesterday on behalf of the Flint Riverkeeper. The suit was filed against the city of Griffin, alleging the city's sewer system has discharged untreated sewage into waterways that feed the Flint River since 2019. The lawsuit claims the overflows have contaminated waterways with high levels of bacteria, raising concerns about drinking water and public health for communities downstream. The city of Griffin declined comment on the suit. Flint Riverkeeper Gordon Rogers told GPB his organization has an excellent working relationship with the city of Griffin and hopes for an early binding agreement assuring repairs of their sewer system. The Bibb County School District in Macon has officially added 15 electric buses to its school bus fleet. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the buses are part of the Biden-era Clean School Bus Program.
Bibb Schools was one of only five Georgia school districts to win an early grant from the EPA program authorized by the 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. And the district's Bluebird Vision buses were manufactured about 30 miles away at the company's Fort Valley factory. Bibb County School Board member Kristen Hanlon says at the beginning she wasn't completely on board with the EV bus idea due to cost.
We were worried that there might be some sticker shock. The grant was an amazing resource that allowed us to enter this into investment in a cost-effective manner.
Hanlon expects the buses to prove cheaper than diesel buses over the long term, even without grant money, because of reduced maintenance and fuel costs. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we'll be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. Your feedback is welcome. Send an email to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.